Yevamos Perk Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis 13:12. There are really two separate Mishnayos kind of packed together here in this Mishnah. The first one is short and straightforward, but let me just give you the whole backstory first so it's clear when you read the words inside. To be married, to commence a marriage, so there's no way for a man to do it unless he's 13, because he's the one who needs to effect the marriage, and therefore he needs to be at least bar mitzvah. For a girl, as you said in previous times, she could already be married through her father, midoraisa, before bas mitzvah, or on her own after bas mitzvah. There's a funny, almost loophole, a footnote, that if a girl happens to get married when she's a minor, and then she's left to Yibum from her late husband, and that marriage was effected originally by her father, so it's a requirement for Yibum midoraisa. And we said also that although a boy who's less than 13 can't get married, if he sleeps with that girl, that's considered a legal act. And that being the case, we at least rabbinically consider it as if it's a binding act, and since all that is required for Yibum is just the act. So therefore, they're married, even just midorabanan, but they're married. So that means we're having the case here of potentially of a boy who's less than 13 being married, the rare case of that. Now the question is how to unwind, undo, sever the relationship between the male and the female, the boy and the girl, or man and woman. So if they're married, the only way to break that bond is with a get. And a man can't give a get unless he's also bar mitzvah. And since anyways, he can't get married before that, typically till he's a bar mitzvah. So there's no usually like requirement to wait to give a get, because if you're old enough to get married, you're old enough to get divorced. But given there's that funny loophole where a boy who's less than 13 could be married, if we're talking about Yibum, at least rabbinically. So in such a scenario, the boy can get married when he's from 9 and up through Yibum, Durbanan, but can't get divorced and sever their marriage until he turns 13 and is able to give a get. Similarly, when it comes to creating, dissolving the Zika between a Yavama and a Yavam, so there's Yibum and Chalitza. Yibum, we just said, from 9 years old and up for the boy. But Chalitza, we say, requires that he and she both are bar and bas mitzvah, respectively. No way to do Chalitza before then. And as far as get goes, well, he can give a get from the age of 13 and up. She can only receive a get if she's old enough to be Shomer Es Gita, to understand the consequences of being given this get, that she's no longer living with him, she has to find a new home, and that this document she has, the get, is significant and important to her to ensure she's able to find herself a new home, etc. So she has to keep it special. So those are like the ages and parameters. That being the case, the Mishnah says inside, Yavam Katan, Sheba'al Yavama Katana. You have two children. The boy and the girl both are not bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah yet. But if she had been married off by her father, and therefore she's married midoraisa to the first husband, and he now dies, leaving her as a Yavama midoraisa, awaiting Yibum from her brother-in-law, and the brother-in-law is a minor, not yet 13, but at least he's 9, and if he sleeps with her, we'll say that that makes them marry at least midorabanan. So now, how can they unwind that marriage? So it has to be Yiglu Zemze, they have to wait till they grow up. He has to be, since they need a get now, he can't give her a get until he becomes bar mitzvah. When he becomes bar mitzvah, he can give her a get, and then presumably she'll be old enough to be Shomer Skita, that's fine. But there's a separate issue. She has to grow up as well also, because why? If you think about it, when her husband died, she became now a Yavama, Mida Oraisa. She married this boy who wasn't a bar mitzvah. That might be rabbinic marriage, but Mida Oraisa, it's not a demarriage. And that being the case, she still has a Zika to him of being needing either Yibum or Chalitza. So if he divorces her with a get, but they never slept together, so then really still midoraisa, she still can't marry anybody else until she gets Yibum or Chalitza from him. We won't let her do Yibum if he gives her a get, because you can't go back a second time, we said that already. So she's left requiring Chalitza. So she can get a Chalitza, but remember, she has to be a bas mitzvah to get a Chalitza. So if he is 13 and she is, say, 10 at the time that he gives her a get, she's old enough to get a get, but not old enough yet to do Chalitza. So she still has to wait till she grows up to come bas mitzvah, then she'll get a Chalitza in addition to the get before she's able to marry anybody else. The Mishnah has one more case here in this first part of the Mishnah. Bal Yavama Gedola, if he is a minor between 9 and 13, and she already is a bas mitzvah, she's older than 12, so now they're married midrabanan. If they want to unwind that, tigad lenu, she has to wait till he grows up, because she needs a get from him, and he can't give a get until he becomes 13 years old. Straightforward. Now, that's really the end of the first part of our Mishnah. The second part of Mishnah is like a new story altogether. Now we're going to talk about, there's no more children. Children marriages are out of the picture for the rest of the parak here. Now we're talking about what happens if they do, she moves in with him. So the Mishnah said the word yichnos, like he brings her in. So they live together. But yichnos, while I've been sort of using it interchangeably with yivol or yavo, that they sleep together, that's not necessarily the case, right? We don't know what happens behind closed doors. It could be that they sleep in different beds, but she has moved in with him. And while for normal marriage, moving in is like the chuppah and the suin and affects the second part of marriage, but for yibum, we actually need them to sleep together, and we don't know if they did or didn't. So now, what happens if they disagree about what happened? So it says here, Hayivama sha'amra betoch shloshim yom. If the Yavama says, within 30 days of moving in with her brother-in-law, lo nivalti, we never slept together. And now, let's say he gives her, he's divorced her, he gives her a get. So he says, you're free to go. And she says, I'm not free to go, because since we didn't sleep together, I still have a zika. I need either yibum or chalitza. So I need chalitza. That being the case, kofen oso shiach lotzla, the Beis Din will force him to give her a chalitza, because always she's trapped. And we believe her claim equally to his. She says they never slept together. He says they did. We don't know who to believe. If it's within 30 days, which is the first case of our Mishnah here, of when she moved in, so we say, yeah, it's very possible they never did. And that being the case, we force him so she can get on with her life, that he should give her a chalitza. However, la'achar shloshim yom, if they've been living together for more than 30 days, and now he divorced her, giving her a get, and she says, okay, so the Beis Din would say, fine, you know, you're free to go, marry whoever you want. But she says, no, we didn't sleep together. So now we got a problem, because she like has turned herself into a woman who can't get married, because with respect to him, we believe him that everything was normal in the marriage. But with respect to her, since she says, I'm not allowed to get married halachli because we never slept together and therefore I have a zika to this man still, although we wouldn't force that din on other people, we do force it on her. We force her to live up to her own restrictions on herself. This is based on a principle that's called Shavi Lenafsha. She like called herself, equated herself Chaticha de Isura, as if she were like a forbidden item. That's really bar language talking about Sveikas, like in the doubtful situation that come up with, let's say, like not kosher food where the halacha says it's permitted, but a person says, no, I can't eat that. I saw what happened and I'm not going to eat it. So he can't eat it. So whatever the case is over here, the point over here is that since she says that they never slept together, that means she says she can't marry anybody else. So now she's stuck till she gets a chalitza. Meanwhile, this guy says, I don't want to do a chalitza. So if it's la'achar shloshim yom, if they were living together for more than 30 days, and now it's a he said, he says they did sleep together, she says they didn't. So now we really doubt her, because it's not normal for a man and woman to be living together for 30 days plus and not sleep together. And therefore, mevakshin hemenu shiach lotzla, we request of him to give her a chalitza so she can move on with her life, but not kofenoso. We don't force him, you know? Now, the Rishonim ask, wait a second, like, why wouldn't we force him? Because this is otherwise like it's called midas stone, right? Like, in other words, he has nothing to lose and she has everything to gain. By him doing him, until she gets chalitza, she's just, her life is ruined. She's stuck. She can't get married. Him doing chalitza with her doesn't cost him anything. So like, why doesn't he just do it and, you know, be a nice person and a decent human being? And if he wants to be difficult, why wouldn't he say like, that's like midas stone? He's like got nothing to gain, but he's just making her lose. So we force him. So Tosos answers, listen, he does lose stuff. I mean, this whole situation is really humiliating, the chalitza process. He's sort of repudiating his brother. They're publicly chastising him. She's spitting in front of him. The whole thing is not pleasant. So if he really doesn't want to do it, we're not going to force him to because he is losing something. But we do ask him so she can get on with her life until he gives her chalitza. Otherwise, until he gives her chalitza, so she's now stuck. Uvizman shehu modeh. Of course, if he agrees that they never slept together, even if it's been 12 months or more that they've been living together for a year, then they get divorced and he admits we never slept together, then of course he must give her a chalitza so she can marry somebody else. And if he refuses to, we force him to do a chalitza with her so she can indeed marry somebody else.